This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. The road from Tower Junction to Mammoth Hot Springs in Yellowstone National Park is open. Spokesman Dan Hoddle says the park is now splitting its resources for snow plowing between Dunraven Pass and Beartooth Pass.
Primarily in the area of Sylvan Pass and Dunraven Pass. Both of those are our highest elevation roads in the pass. They both have avalanche slide danger still. Sylvan Pass is still operating on an 8 p.m. to 10 a.m. schedule. It's possible that when we do get Dunraven Pass open, that it'll operate on the same schedule as well.
More information is available at the Parks Road Information Hotline at 307-344-2117. The State Energy Office and Wyoming Conference of Building Officials are co-hosting two courses for building designers and contractors to address energy efficiency codes. Amy Richards reports.
The course, 2009 International Energy Conservation Code, Residential and Commercial Provisions for Designers and Builders, will highlight essential code components for designing energy-efficient building thermal envelopes, energy-efficient mechanical design principles, and electrical power and lighting systems. The course will be held in Cheyenne for builders on June 15th and for designers on June 16th. Both courses will run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Laramie County Community College. Limited seating is available for each class. Interested participants should RSVP at least 5 days prior. I'm Amy Richards.
I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.
Every year, thousands of people die from not buckling up. The choice is simple, and it's the law. More cops will be patrolling because Wyoming's law enforcement is united in enforcing Wyoming's seatbelt law to save lives. Click it. Don't risk it. Brought to you by the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.